So we're honoring Ed and Judy tonight, and if I were to get started, it would go on and on, so I won't. I've just been very privileged to have these fellow folks as friends and editors, and they've been very kind to publish me frequently in 5 a.m., and I've always enjoyed that. The poem I'm going to read actually will be in the next issue of 5 a.m., so you're getting a preview. The last issue under the editorship of Ed and Judy, so you can watch for that. The poem is called The Hotel Earl. Correspondences. Tom Russell, in a concert at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, mentions the Hotel Earl in Greenwich Village, a cheap place for musicians to stay back in the day. Then, in Lisa Jarno's biography of Robert Duncan, she mentions Duncan stayed at the Hotel Earl in April 1962 on one of his visits to New York City. Correspondences. What do you do if you're two white girls and a black guy? Judy Jones, Sue Rare, and Lenny King. It's 1962, and you've just met in New York City, and you're in bed together at the Hotel Earl. What do you do? Why, you phone Michael back in Carlisle, 2 a.m., to share the joy. Correspondences. The Hotel Earl became a welfare hotel and burned down. Bob Nelson's father lived there. He was murdered in 1971 in Central Park. I remember a nearby mission. They had great soup and donuts. You had to listen to the sermon first. That's it. Thank you. Thanks. Next poet, Ellen Smith.